93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is called Second Date Update. You find yourself here if you've been out on a great date that you think is going to be going to another one, but you don't get a call back, you get ghosted, you get blown off.
Sad.
Yeah. You find yourself here. Not too bad, because we don't want to make Curtis feel bad about himself, because that's what's happened to Curtis here this morning. Good morning, Curtis.
Good morning.
Hi.
So I'm calling because I went on a date today, and I don't know what's going on now. There's this girl named Jeanette, and she's, you know, she's smoking hot. She's beautiful. And we had a great date. I mean, it was awesome.
Okay.
We got food, and we went to a bar after that and just kind of hung out. And, you know, the bar was, like, really cool. We were just, like, sitting there hanging out. Everything's going good, and, you know, so we leave. I'm trying to get in touch with her ever since then, and she's not returning any of my calls, none of my texts. I don't know what's going on, and I don't know what to do.
All right. Well, first of all, where did you meet? Did you say Janet or Jeanette?
Jeanette.
No, you have a little, even an accent. You must be a southern hospitality kind of guy.
I guess you could say that.
Cute.
Okay.
Well, so welcome.
Jeanette or Janet? We're still not sure. But
Jeanette.
Jeanette?
Yeah.
Okay. You met Jeanette. It was super awesome. Where did you meet her at, by the way?
I met her with some friends, basically through a mutual friend, just kind of hanging out, you know, downtown. And, you know, they ran some other people. And I was like, you know, who's that girl? And they were like, oh, that's Jeanette. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Well, you know, she's pretty hot. I'd like to talk to her. I'd like to get to know her. And they're like, okay, we're going to put you in touch. So, you know, found her on Facebook. We kind of started talking through Facebook. And, you know, that kind of snowballed.
Okay.
Like, you know, nice meeting you. You know, it was nice meeting you the other day. And we just kind of kept talking. And, you know, I got her number. And it kind of progressed. And I got a date.
Huh. Nice.
Wow, look at that.
Well, that's how it happens.
Yeah. You put some time and effort into it. All right, so... then you went to a dinner, had a nice dinner. You went out to a club, you said, or a little dance place?
Yeah, it's like a little bar. I mean, you know, people were dancing. You know,
sure.
Typical bar.
Mm-hmm. Did you give her a kiss at the end of your date?
No, we didn't kiss.
Oh.
All right. Because you sound like maybe you're
He's a gentleman.
You're a gentleman, huh?
Yes, gentleman. Yeah,
a little southern charm on her?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, apparently it wasn't that great, Curtis, because we were sitting here and she hasn't called you back. You tried to call her and text her and nothing, not even nothing like, hey, I'll talk to you later. Just crickets, basically.
Nah, you know, it feels kind of like a cold shoulder.
Yeah. All right, Curtis, don't say anything. We've got Jeanette's number here and we will give her a call and see if we can't get you a second date update. Okay, man?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, is this Jeanette?
Hi, speaking.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, Jeanette. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing real good.
Who is this?
Yeah, this is actually Marco Marco and Krista. We're actually on 93.1 Jams. It's a little radio station right here in Madison.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. You maybe have heard of us. I don't know.
Sure you have.
Anyway, Jeanette, we are doing Second Date Update, and we know you were out on a great date with a southern gentleman named Curtis.
I was.
And Curtis just was trying to figure out, kind of hasn't heard back from you and figured that the date was fantastic, but doesn't understand.
Where have you been?
Yeah, like, I don't know, maybe you went on vacation or just trying to get out of Madison for
him? I was not on vacation.
Okay.
Right. You know, most of the day was fine. We went out to a bar, we talked, but like, I don't know, he seemed kind of spaced out. For most of the date, like, I don't know if he was high or something, but whatever. That wasn't a deal breaker.
Right.
Oh, my God, if he was high.
You know, I was having a nice time, and when it was time to go home, I got up, and I was, like, going in for a hug, like, see if the kiss was there or whatever, and he went to give me a fist bump.
Gave you the old fist bump.
Those are great.
Yeah, if you're playing baseball.
I mean, I don't know if I'm just not, like, hip anymore, if that's what all the cool kids are doing to, like, show they like someone at the end of a date. But That is not what I was looking for. And what's even worse about that is, like, we had talked about it earlier in the night that I just can't stand fist bumps. I think they're stupid. I don't know why anyone does that.
Yeah.
I think it's just, like, this real frat bro thing to do, and I'm not a frat bro.
Okay.
And
if you want to
sleep
with someone, you should, you know, make them feel nice. Make them feel special. I don't need your fist bump.
I don't need your fist
bump. And that's when you do this, right?
Yeah. So you guys actually, how did you actually get on the subject of fist bumps?
The waitress came over to take our order, and he gave her a fist bump, and I was like, what?
So he likes doing this.
So this is apparently his thing.
This is his thing.
Maybe. And I was just like, why? Do you know this waitress? And, like, did you just think that was a really exciting beer order? And he just, I don't know.
And then you're like, the fist bumping, I don't get it. And then...
I don't get it.
I don't know why.
Like, yeah. Even if I had brought it up earlier, why he'd try to do it later. Like, I don't get it. He obviously doesn't get me. I didn't think it was a connection, so I don't.
Okay.
I don't know.
Can I ask why you thought he was high earlier? Did he just seem high, or was it?
You know, like, just his eyes were kind of glazed over. He didn't seem to be paying really good attention. Mm. Like, he would just kind of space out and snap back into the conversation. I'd have to repeat what I said.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah, apparently he didn't hear.
I could be wrong. Maybe he's just like that. Who knows?
He didn't hear the part where you said you hate fist bumps.
Yeah.
So apparently he wasn't listening.
I guess not.
Maybe he was just too amazed by your beauty. He doesn't listen to what you have to say.
So amazed,
mesmerized.
Maybe.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe.
That's it.
Well, you know what? We don't have to speculate, Jeanette, because we have Curtis on the phone with us.
He's
right here. So Curtis, it looks like the old fist bump thing you've been doing not working for Jeanette.
Oh, man, I had no clue, Jeanette.
See, he wasn't listening to her. He was not listening.
Okay. I don't know if that helps or hurts, Curtis.
I know.
All right. So the other question, and not that it's any of your business. I mean, and who knows? I mean, this is Madison, Wisconsin. There's a lot of people smoking weed. But were you high along the date? Or?
Nice.
No, I wasn't high. I mean, I wasn't that high.
That's adorable.
I wasn't that okay. All right. Well, normally what we do on Second Date Update, it sounds like you guys just had a missed connection there. You know, maybe you thought it was going to be good and then it just wasn't. But Jeanette, what we do on Second Date Update, if you want to try it again, if you want to just give Curtis another shot here, maybe he was nervous, maybe whatever, we'll pay for another date. You can go out, do whatever you want. I'll take care of the entire bill for you, and you guys can enjoy yourself here somewhere in Madison if you want.
I don't know. Maybe we could have a good time if you showed up sober.
All right. Well, Curtis, what do you think?
You
can you show up clean as a whistle and not fist bumping people?
Yeah, absolutely. I won't smoke anything this time. No more fist bumping.
Cute.
I think there's a big miscommunication. I fist bump all my bros, my family, you know, anybody that I'm close to. So that was me trying to say that, you know, I'm trying to get close to you, you know?
Mm. All right. Somehow you made that sweet. So
that's
I don't know if
nice.
Yeah. So maybe you guys will work out and everything will be good. And then and then you get married and you fist bump at the end, Jeanette. It'll be a great wedding.
You know,
there must be a fist bump.
Cute.
That's my thing.
That's my thing.
That's my thing.